The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. As usual, I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and for the next hour, we will share with our listeners all of that information about maintaining your health. And we talk about supporting your good health by advanced information from advanced medical testing centers that offers to you such high quality, an array of blood tests, and those blood tests are available at fabulously low prices. So if you are interested, you can find out a little bit more about all of those tests available at advanced medical testing centers by calling 754-216-2332. And as I said, as usual, I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And okay, we are all connected now. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning. And last week, Friday, you were out of town. Hope you had a good time.
Fabulously wonderful time.
And there was an article that was published in the New England Journal November 12th. It came out. And the headline was, I guess he was so busy he didn't listen to the show on Friday.
I didn't. No, I didn't. True.
Anyway, the headline was, angioplasty may not boost survival for some heart disease patients. On the surface, okay. You know, some people get benefits, some don't, but it's really more of a concern than that, in my opinion. Basically, what the article is trying to say is that angioplasties are being overutilized. Okay. No, I guess you
something want... you've been saying for years, Dr. Slavin.
And why is this a problem? Well, let me give you some of the details of the study. It was after 15 years of follow-up, the study found that people who had angioplasty fared no better than those who had heart disease treated with medication and lifestyle changes alone. So right off the bat, there's a big difference there. Now, angioplasty is effective, but it's only effective when we say, what does it mean by effective? Angioplasty will always improve the blood flow to the heart because it's opening a blocked vessel. So by definition, it will improve that. The real question is, does that make a difference with longevity? And they found that angioplasty versus the people who got treated with medication and lifestyle changes alone actually did a little bit better. When you compare the numbers of deaths in the two groups, the people getting the medication treatment actually did a little bit better. During the 15-year follow-up, a total of 561 patients died. 180 died during the initial four-year follow-up period in the original trial, and 381 died during the remaining follow-up period. In other words, you know, almost immediately within the first 4 years of the trial, a bunch of people died. And then, of course, over time, you know, more people died. But among those who had undergone angioplasty, 284 people died. Those that got the medication alone, nothing else, 277 died. So actually, it was probably not statistically significant, but there were fewer people dying from medication alone. So now the question is, what's the real indication for using angioplasty? Is it just a blockage? The answer is no. Having a blockage by itself is not an indication. The real indication is either in the acute situation of a heart attack, where you want to restore blood flow to the heart, that might be one indication. The other indication would be where medications aren't effective. Now, I told this story, I think, on Friday, Janet. I had a patient who came to the office, and this is important. This was a female patient, and she had vague symptoms like left shoulder pain. And we did an EKG, and it showed she was having a heart attack. You know, she didn't have chest pain. You know, all the classic signs. She wasn't sweating, didn't have chest pain, palpitations, but the EKG clearly showed she was having a heart attack. So the ambulance was called, and she was brought to the hospital. And in the hospital, you know, she went to the intensive care unit, and they started the treatment. And they tried to control the situation medically, but she couldn't tolerate the medications because it would drop her blood pressure too much. So in that instance, you know, she was sent to a hospital where they do angioplasties, and she had an angioplasty. And I think the angioplasty was probably done on a Friday. And then on Monday, when she was talking to her husband, the husband just relayed the story to me. During the middle of the conversation, it went dead. And it turned out she had a sudden death. You know, so, I mean, angioplasties are less safe than taking medication, but you have to choose the right scenario when you want to do one or the other. But here's the part that I think the real problem is: more and more doctors become employed by hospitals, especially hospitals that do these procedures. Do you think those doctors are going to give the patients the option? Oh, we can give you medication, or we can do a nice expensive angioplasty.
Okay, but you said she didn't tolerate the medication. Would there have been additional medication options?
No. No medication option. No, but in her case, it was the accurate use of angioplasty. I'm just saying, there are some times when it's appropriate to use it, but just having a blockage when you have stable angina, when all your symptoms can be controlled with medication. So what will happen is someone, here's how the scenario goes. You present to a physician and you might be complaining of chest pain or something that the doctor thinks might be heart related. So he'll do the cardiac workup, and frequently that'll include a stress test. And if you fail the stress test, you'll get a cardiac catheterization, and he'll see blockages, perhaps. And if you have over a 70% blockage, right now everybody with a 70% blockage is going to be recommended for angioplasty. And what this report is saying is if you have stable angina that could be controlled with medication, your outcomes will be just as good as if you go for surgery, and in many cases better, because more people were dying from this over the course of 15 years from surgery than from medication treatment alone. And the people that go for medication and you added lifestyle changes to that do even better. So there's a something that really has to be looked at. So what I'm saying is there is a large group of people who would do just as well with medication as a form of treatment versus the invasive treatments of angioplasty, but they're not given that choice. And part of the reason might be the doctor is working for a hospital that does these procedures, and he's going to look very good to that hospital when he starts bringing in all this business.
Or he's going to look very good to his cardiologic practice partners if he brings in an angioplasty patient. So, you know, it's whichever scenario you take a look at, it's not the one that is going to be most beneficial for the patient.
Well, it requires an intelligent patient, and unfortunately, a lot of the times, these decisions are made under very extreme circumstances. But I've seen it happen firsthand where I had a patient I put into the hospital with chest pain. The doctor was biting at the bit to do an a cardiac cath and angioplasty. And in order to convince the patient that's what he needed. He didn't give the patient any medication when he was in the hospital. And then, I watched this go on for 24 hours. I say, look, there's something wrong here. I gave medication. The patient's symptoms were controlled, and he eventually went home without all the invasive tests. So I've seen that, and I'm sure it happened more than on one occasion. So, if the stents didn't have such a high failure rate, you know why they started adding stents, by the way. The angioplasties alone were failing in a high percentage of the time, within 3 months even. They get clogged up again. So then they started putting stents in, and they found the stents weren't that much better. So, but they continued to do it.
Okay, one of the reasons why after angioplasty without the stent clogged up right away afterwards is because of the inflammation going on in that particular area of the artery. And so there's my perspective as a nutritionist. You do everything naturally that you can possibly do to reduce inflammation. And so when you're doing that, you are using things, all natural, high quality food source substances. So things like green tea, vitamin A and vitamin D are going to go a very long way toward reducing inflammation. High quality fish oil, with the emphasis on the EPA aspect of the omega-3 fatty acids. That EPA is dramatically effective at reducing inflammation. Vitamin E. There's more than 50 years, probably closer to 70 years of research information about the efficiency of vitamin E to reduce inflammation. So how about if the doctors did the angioplasty and then consulted a qualified nutritionist to provide the patient with vitamin E, A, D, C, a little bit of zinc perhaps, all of those very, very helpful at minimizing the possibility that there might be any kind of infectious agent contributing to the inflammation, as well as soothing that inflammatory process in the coronary artery. And far too many doctors would say, oh, well, I can't give the patient vitamin E. We are very concerned that there might be a bleed, and that would be so problematic. However, when you're doing it in a very controlled and efficient as well as intelligent way, the possibility of an accidental bleed is very much reduced, right along with the reduction in inflammation that's causing or contributing to the problem in the first place. And you are tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And our sponsor is Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And when we come back, I'll tell you about a special event at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email.
Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and I said that I was going to tell you a little bit about Advanced Medical Testing Centers, our sponsor here for Natural Doc Radio. Advanced Medical Testing Centers, AMTCenters.com, is having a special event on December 5th. And from 8 in the morning to 11 in the morning, you can, by appointment, come into AMT Centers and have a free, that's right, free, complete blood count, chem panel, and urinalysis at no cost. Now, typically at some other places, you might pay over $50 for a panel, a complete blood count, chem panel, and urinalysis. Everyday low prices at AMT Centers have that beat. But for this special event, you will have free, no charge, for all those three tests, as well as a list of a variety of different tests. Let's say your thyroid-stimulating hormone, homocysteine, estradiol, testosterone, lots of different tests at very, very special prices on that special day, December 5th from 8 to 11 in the morning. You should come fasting, and you must make an appointment. You can do that by calling 754-216-2332. Dr. Slavin, what is next on your agenda?
Well, we were talking first about how angioplasties may not be as good as just medical treatment alone in certain circumstances. And probably those circumstances are at least 50% of the, take up 50% of all the angioplasties done. But they didn't give out those statistics. It just means that you have to have a good understanding of what's going on as far as the indications for angioplasty versus the indications for medical treatment. And I find, like I said earlier, I said I see doctors withholding all the options to patients so they can push them toward angioplasty. And then you were talking about lifestyle changes. Well, there was a report out that Americans are faring worse at maintaining heart healthy lifestyles than they were two decades ago, a new study found. Well, think about this. As a physician, and I'm not speaking about myself, they have no incentive to keep people healthy. And in fact, they do nothing to keep people healthy. They don't even take the time to talk about the importance of lifestyle changes. Mainstream medicine doesn't advocate doing testing to look at nutritional levels because, as the study shows, if you don't eat right, you're going to be sick. And one of the first places to get sick is your heart. The second place is cancer. So if you don't eat right, you're increasing your risk of both heart disease and cancer. Now, here's what the American Heart Association recommends. They call it Life's Simple Seven. I don't know, John, you ever heard of that one? Life's Simple Seven?
I haven't heard of that one. What is it, Dr.
Hillman? Okay, here's what they say. Eat a balanced diet. And I don't know what that means. What do you balance?
Americans wouldn't necessarily know eating a standard American diet, how to balance it.
Right. Being active. That's number two, managing your weight, eliminating tobacco use, maintaining ideal levels of blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. Now, you know, believe it or not, you can do all that with the proper lifestyle and diet, but they're not talking about that. They're talking about giving drugs for blood sugar, drugs for cholesterol, drugs for blood pressure. You're not removing the cause of the problem, and they expect you to actually get better. They saw that a percentage of the patients in this decades-long heart study who met all seven goals declined during the last 20 years, despite years of public education urging healthy lifestyles. So that's interesting. So apparently those seven goals weren't good enough, perhaps.
Well, I have some information about another Swedish study. That was from Sweden, right, Dr. Slavin?
Not sure.
Oh, okay. All right. So soft drinks and other sugary beverages have been shown to increase the odds of high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity. People with a daily soda habit may be at higher risk for heart failure. They followed over 40,000 men who were over 45 years of age for 12 years, and they monitored their diets and allowed for other risk factors. They found that those who drank more than two sweetened drinks every day had a 23% greater risk of developing heart failure. And that's the heart is too weak to pump. And the study doesn't prove that sugary drinks directly cause heart failure, but the association suggests that it's wise to avoid empty calories. Swedish men tend to be trimmer and fitter than their American counterparts, and Duke University cardiologist Christopher O'Connor says the potential effects of sugary drinks would be larger and faster here than they would be in Sweden because those people are following a better quality of lifestyle.
Well, Janet, the study I was referring to was actually presented at the American Heart Association's annual meeting in Orlando this past week.
So it was American heart mm-hmm. patients. Okay.
And again, I see a very large conflict of interest here. For lack of a better way to talk about it, is doctors are not being paid to keep people healthy. They're being paid to allow them to get sick and treat them. So how do you get there? How do you motivate a physician?
You change his training because, as you've said before, Dr. Slavin, the training is based on treating people who are ill, various stages of illness. And it could be the very, very minor infectious kind of illness, cold, sore throat, the flu. And it could be more serious illness, the development of unstable or high blood sugar. There are a number of different perspectives where people who are well, they're being put on medications preemptively and specifically with heart issues. So you think about all of the people on cholesterol-lowering drugs in this country, and I'm going to say mainly the people over 45 years of age, and they have been put on cholesterol medication. Maybe their cholesterol is, let's say, 170. Maybe their HDL cholesterol is not that good a number, but they're able to keep the LDL low through the use of medication. That is not achieving health. That is not moving forward to minimize the potential for heart attack, heart failure, heart disease, circulatory disease, stroke, that whole profile of illnesses that is so prevalent here in the United States. And the doctors are treating those, but they're treating them, as I said, preemptively with cholesterol-lowering drugs, which, as we have seen, doesn't necessarily create a picture of health where someone is minimizing the potential for a heart-related incident. So they're taking the medication, but still they're progressing into the heart disease arena.
Well, this is the recommendation from the study. They said that people should know their numbers. And what numbers are they referring to? Know your blood sugar, your cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight. Those are the numbers you have to know. And I could go along with that. There are more numbers you need to know. But it's not once you know the numbers, you have to know what to do with those numbers. That's where the problem is.
It doesn't mean taking a pharmaceutical to address those numbers. It means changing lifestyle, and that is something that the doctors are not doing. They haven't been trained to do it.
Well, they said once you know your numbers, speak with your doctor to get some coaching to improve those numbers. You realize coaching takes time? How much coaching can you do in 5 minutes?
Yeah, something doctors don't necessarily have the time to do. And I see all kinds of people coming to me with their recommendations from their physicians, and the physician hasn't had time or even kind of the expertise, really, to guide people in a healthy lifestyle. They have the expertise, knowledge, experience to guide people in the use of drugs, doing certain testing, doing certain procedures, but not on diet and lifestyle.
Well, here's what they also said. People don't exercise enough. They eat too much cheap food. Is that sort of like fast food? Is that what they're referring to?
Well,
not necessarily. You can buy cheap food in the supermarket too, right?
Well, you could have a salad can be very, very cheap if you're buying the right ingredients.
But I think they're talking about the carbohydrate-laden foods that people see. Carbohydrates are a lot less expensive than protein. So to eat the healthier foods, it's usually more money. So they're eating the cheap food that's bad for them, and a significant minority still smoke. I mean, there's a lot you can do. There was a study, and I don't have the published paper anymore, but it was back, I think, around 1950, the American the Department of Agriculture put out a study and said 50% of illness is caused by poor choices with lifestyle, meaning you're not eating right, you're not exercising. This was back in 1950, that you can prevent 50% of the illnesses that we deal with. And what are those illnesses? The ones associated with aging, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, all those are self-inflicted diseases. They're not lack of medication diseases.
Definitely not lack of medication diseases. And when we come back from our break, I have an article about how prescription drug use in this country has really skyrocketed. And we want to talk about what some of the options are so you never get to the situation where you need to be taking a prescription drug. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zamorelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zamorelli. I'm talking with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we are having a little bit of a situation here about whose article is the better article. So I'm going first, and then we'll leave it up to you listeners. 60% of adults in the United States are taking some kind of medication. And then since 2000, the number of adults taking five or more prescription drug has nearly doubled. Oh, my goodness. So 15% of the American population is taking five or more prescription drugs. And so you have to really think about what are the potential effects of that. The adverse interaction potential is truly skyrocketing. So the aging population, expanded Medicare, TV marketing, but all of that means that 40,000 people are dealing with obesity. That's the primary culprit fueling this upward trend. 8 of the 10 most commonly prescribed drugs in the United States are used to treat high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, and other preventable, underline that part, preventable conditions associated with obesity. The most popular medication is Zocor. Oh, Zocor, the class of cholesterol-lowering drug, statins, and the overall use of statins increased 10% over the past 10 years. Blood pressure medications increased 7%. And here's my comment on those numbers. You're taking more drugs for your cholesterol. You're taking more drugs for your blood pressure. But are we decreasing heart attacks, strokes, circulatory disease? We're not preventing those. Those are the things that you are in charge of, so to speak, in charge of through the choices that you make every single day, the choices with regard to maintaining good health. This is a Yale University nutritionist saying big food and big pharma are the winners, and we and our families are the losers. Antibiotic use fell 1.5% over the past 10 years. Fewer women are undergoing hormone replacement therapy, and what those numbers may possibly mean that there is a growing awareness about the risk and the potential side effects associated with the overuse of drugs. And I'm going to add to that the risks associated with using multiple types of drugs. So five different prescription medications. No doctor, no pharmacist, no research scientist can accurately predict for you as an individual how that mixture of chemicals is going to impact the function of your body. So if you see this very enticing commercial on television and you think, oh, I need that drug, think twice. Dr. Slavin?
Well, that report was from Elizabeth Cantor, PhD, MPH, Assistant Attending Epidemiologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering. And she's also formerly of Harvard School of Public Health. And she was also part of the study was, and I think this is the part you got, was David Katz.
Right, he's the Yale
from Yale University. And then the, okay. So anyway, so there was a big study here. And I like what they said. The irony of all this is in the U.S., we aggressively peddle foods that propagate illness and then drugs to treat the illnesses that ensue.
Big pharma, big food.
They're the ones that are winners, and the families are the losers. So when are we going to wake up? I don't know. How do we wake up? How do you wake people up?
I'm awake, and it's very, very interesting because, as you said, Dr. Slavin, I was out of town over the weekend and with a very, very large group of people who know what I do, that I'm a nutrition counselor. And it's very, very interesting how one by one, people come up and say, well, what do you think this symptoms and what do you think this means and what do you think I should do about it? And I'll probably very often look at the bites of food that they have on their plate and I say, well, maybe you should skip this one and this one and this one and things would improve. Really shouldn't be using those types of foods on a regular basis. On a very, very special occasion, a couple times a year, no problem. But on a daily basis, you need to be really careful. So one of the things that I say how we are going to turn this around and make families the big winners and big pharma, big food, the losers is education. And here we go with the education on Natural Talk Radio. Green tea. The antioxidant green tea can boost your metabolism and helps to burn fat. And it is a source of caffeine. So if you're sensitive to caffeine, maybe you should use half decaf, half caffeinated. And the reason I'm suggesting that combination is the caffeine in green tea actually enhances the delivery of the antioxidant benefits that are associated with green tea use. So is this a huge turnaround for your daily routine? No, it's just the beginning change. And that's what you need to do. Figure out one change that you can make, possibly. You know, Dr. Slavin, you mentioned cheap food. Okay, cheap food kind of brings to mind maybe pizza. So here we go. White flour, processed cheese, most likely not the best quality tomato sauce, and hopefully a lot of different spices. So I'm thinking about things like oregano and basil, and those have very, very nice benefits. But on the white flour, processed cheese base, I don't think so. So pizza would be put into that category of maybe every 3 or 4 months, certainly not once a week. So there are two starts for your healthy lifestyle. A little bit of green tea, you can have it hot, you can have it iced. You can add the green tea to other drinks. People say, oh, I don't like green tea. And I say, add it to a drink that you like, preferably not an artificially sweetened or sugar sweetened drink. Dr. Slavin?
Well, I was going to ask you, how does green tea taste without sweetness?
Oh, it's an acquired taste, and I absolutely love it. It's really, really good. And the thing is, for our listeners, you have to make the determination, let's say, weaning off sugar, weaning off those little colorful packets that are on dining tables in restaurants all around the country. Stay away from Equal, Sweet and Low, and Splenda, pink, blue, and yellow. And if you need a little bit of sweetener, use regular sugar, but just a little bit.
Did you ever stop to think how the establishment propagates this behavior? You know, they come out with a drug plan for people, so now they can afford their drugs. Do you think if drugs were more expensive than they are, if you have insurance, maybe that would be an incentive or an inducement for people to say, you know, how can I stay healthy so I don't have to take the drug? Janet is shaking her head.
I'm shaking my head because sometimes I hear a complaint about how terribly expensive the drug program, and it isn't just one drug, but let's say 4 drugs taken every single day, and that combination is very, very expensive. But I almost think that sometimes people talk about it almost as a badge of honor that either I can afford to pay these outrageous prices for my drugs, I am on such wonderful terms with my pharmacist because of all of the high-priced drugs I take. I kind of put it up there with this competition of, well, I had a triple bypass. Oh, well, that was nothing. I had a quadruple bypass, a badge of courage, so to speak. Dr. Slavin?
Well, what does it mean in a society when you see a pharmacy on almost every other corner?
Open 24 hours.
Yeah.
It means people are being led astray, that the marketing campaigns of advertising directly to the consumer are working. Those advertisements can be very enticing. And for someone who isn't feeling well because of years and years and years of abusing their bodies, abusing their digestive systems, then yes, indeed, I think I'll run into that pharmacy. And if I don't have a prescription, I'll take something over the counter to tide me over till I can get to my doctor.
I think part of the problem, and witnessed by all those pharmacies opening up, is people have taken for granted, oh, take a medication, take a prescription, no big deal, it doesn't really mean much, everything is under control. When in reality, the medications don't control anything except a number. They don't control your health. They don't control your ability to get better. They don't control your ability to live longer. So if you're taking a drug, you need to know that, and then you need to take the steps to try and get off the drugs.
Okay, now see, they don't even contribute to your ability to live longer. So I wonder, why are all of these people like lemmings walking through the drugstore, picking up their drug, taking it, putting out a lot of money and taking this drug, but they don't feel well? They have not necessarily cured the reason for which they were prescribed the drug. So what is the benefit? Why are people getting out of taking all of these drugs? It puzzles me. I don't understand it.
Well, you have to watch the way they eat, and that they don't want to give that up, because that's what I recommend to patients, that they cut back in their carbohydrate consumption. And by that I mean you could have the only carbs you should have are vegetables.
And people may be astonished to hear that carbs are available in their vegetable intake.
What's left to eat? Now, remember, and this is, I think, we're facing this generation now that was told for, I don't know, 10, 15 years, cut out the fat, eat the carbs. Now, all of a sudden, you're saying, cut out the carbs, eat the fat. You know, and they don't know who to believe.
That's true. There's a lot of confusing information out there, and that was one of the categories of discussion that I had with a lot of people over this past weekend, Dr. Slavin. And it is time once again for a break here on Natural Doc Radio. When we come back, a little bit of information about some components that you might want to add to your salad and deliver really high quality health benefits. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests, and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life.
Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I want to tell you very quickly about Jana Juice. All of you out there who say, well, I can't do the time, spare the time out of my day to do juicing. Well, here's the easy way to do it. The extracts of the superfruits, acai, goji, mangosteen, pomegranate, raspberry, grape skin, all kinds of fabulous antioxidant protection. What are you doing with antioxidant protection? You're giving your cells a super protection all around so that the damage from possible exposure to those pizzas, french fries, hamburgers, all of those different things, there is the lessened damaging effect. So benefit your blood pressure, reduce inflammation, protect your healthy cells. And you can do it with two capsules a day. Janet's Best Formulas, Jana Juice, available right here at Dr. Herb Slavin's office, Toonies, Greenlands. And you can go to Janazon.com and find out more. Okay. I was saying that we would talk about some really, really high-quality food that you could add to your salad very easily. Beets. Do you know how many times I say to people, okay, we could have some beets, and they say, well, I don't like beets. I don't want to eat beets. Well, maybe this will change your mind. You can lower your blood pressure, enhance oxygen efficiency. What does that have to do with? That has to do with how your heart and lungs work efficiently. Support endurance. Just some shredded beets on your salad. It's a wonderful thing. Then watercress. The most nutrient-rich food in your local produce aisle. And some people might not necessarily like the taste of watercress. Chop it up real fine, mix it in with the rest of your lettuce and greens, and you won't even know that it's there, but your body will. Okay, Dr. Slavin, what is the bottom line for that research study that we were talking about earlier?
We talked about a lot of research studies. I think the message that all the studies ultimately come down to, and this is what they said specifically, but it really doesn't go far enough. They said, watch your weight, watch your numbers. They said, watch your weight, look at your cholesterol levels, look at your blood sugar levels. Exercise more, don't smoke. That's what they said. Now, my question to Janet is, let's say someone's doing that. They got their weight under control. The cholesterol isn't bad. The blood sugar is good. Does that automatically mean that they don't have any nutritional deficiencies, that their inflammatory markers are all okay? In other words, have they gone far enough? Have they done enough? The answer is, we don't know. If you don't measure it, you don't know if they've accomplished their goal. Surely they're going to be better off than they were when they weren't watching their weight and cholesterol and their exercise and their blood sugar and their blood pressure. But you can still get those under control and still have issues that you need to check. The vitamin D levels, for example, can still be very low.
Okay, and I just want to remind everybody that on December 5th, they can check fasting glucose, fasting insulin, the A1C levels for very, very reasonable prices. And vitamin D level also available at AMT centers. So you can check all of these things and not spend a fortune, and you'd be so far ahead of the game because you have a very, very broad array of knowledge.
Speaking of the event coming up December 5th, at the last event, they're having it again because they ran out of space, so they want to do it again. It's important, but what we have found is a lot of people, Born Insurance, and it turned out they were in an HMO, and the only ones I can order lab work for them is their HMO provider, their primary care doctor. So you can't even, you know, go outside of that, you know,
circle.
You can't go anywhere else. You know, there are other insurances where any doctor can order lab work.
Right.
Now, you know, only that their own primary care doctor can order lab work. You know what they used to say to patients? When they said, well, why don't we order a vitamin D or a homocysteine? They would say, what for, is their answer. The answer is what for is so they make less money and you get the information. Because in HMOs, doctors are paid in advance to take care of patients. So the less they spend on the patients, the more they get to keep. You have to understand how the healthcare system is being developed, not to benefit the patient, but to benefit the insurance companies and the providers in some cases. Ultimately, I think the providers are losing out as well. So these patients, they have insurance, but now they don't have coverage unless the doctor orders it. So they have to pay if they want to get these tests done. But Advanced Medical Testing Centers has the lowest prices anywhere for these tests. And if you show them that you found it somewhere else lower, they'll match that price.
Okay, very, very interesting. So here's the medical community essentially being reorganized for the benefit of corporately owned hospitals not necessarily?
No, if you're talking about Obamacare and all the changes that were made, it had nothing to do with, you know, they, on the surface they said, oh, there are so many people without health insurance, we better get them insured. Well, I have news for you. All those people that didn't have, quote, health insurance still had health care if they desired it. You know, they could get it through, you know, the cities and things like that. But that's not the issue. They wanted to take control of the healthcare system, I mean, of the individual, and what they want to eventually get to is single payer, which really controls things and limits what the public is, can get.
So the manipulation of systems for economic benefit to a select group rather than the people participating in the system. And for those listeners out there who are participants in the system, pay attention to what you are covered for, but what you really need to do is pay attention to what's on your plate, what's in your glass, how much are you moving around, how much do you know about your blood chemistry, how much do you know about the different functions all throughout your body. And those are the important bits of information because the medical community is not focused on your wellness, it's focused on treating disease with heroic measures and pharmaceutical chemicals that are rife with a range of side effects more debilitating than your initial condition.
And the other point, and we say it over and over again, who does your doctor work for? Why aren't they working on the patient's behalf? By that I mean, if a doctor is working on the patient's behalf, the goal is not to just to treat their symptoms. The goal should be to remove their symptoms by getting the patient well, not just by handing out drugs all the time. And that's what the system is. And as we were talking about earlier, more drugs than ever before are being prescribed now. So that tells me that as a society, we're getting sicker and sicker. You know, that's not a badge of honor to be on a lot of medications. It just means you're sicker and sicker. And the reason for that is the quality of the food people are eating, the lifestyle, you know, lack of exercise, lack of sleep.
It's back to basics. That's what
it is. It always is. But look at the flip side of that. A lot of money is being made off of illness. And that's always been the story. How can we? And it goes back, by the way, to Abraham Flexner when he worked for the Rockefellers and Carnegies to promote drugs. They got away from getting people well. That's how they hijacked the healthcare industry, which used to really be in favor of health, and changed it to be a disease care industry and selling drugs. That's what happened in the early 1900s. And it's continued today where, and you know, I'll tell you a funny story is, you may see a lot of, you know, doctors prescribing lots of medications, but you see more and more doctors aren't taking medications for themselves because they're doing, you know, I see it myself. They're, you know, they're watching what they eat. They're keeping their weight under control. I mean, there are exceptions also. I mean, you have the doctor that still smokes and everything occasionally. But I think by and large, for themselves, you know, they know what to do. Just like the oncologist, when they did a study, said he wouldn't take chemotherapy for himself or his family, but he has no problem prescribing to everybody else. It's the same thing with medications. They don't want to take it for themselves, but they have no problem prescribing it. Just like the angioplasty, we started off the show stating that it's overutilized because medications will work just as well. Well, you know what? Lifestyle and dietary changes could work even better by preventing the need for any of these things, but nobody's doing that.
You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we are out of time. But you know what? We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. Hope to see you then. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You must be
your fairy godmother.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands.